over our world and the shape that it is in. And it's wonderful to see the maturity of the young people to recognize that the world is getting more and more wicked every day. Open your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Mark. The 10th chapter is where we'll be reading from while you pray for us for a few minutes of time this evening. Book of Mark. And it's a very familiar story. Many of you may not even have to follow along in the Bible because you know this story so well. But in Mark, go with me, if you would, to verse 46 through 48. 46 through 48, talking about Bartimaeus. And we all know the story and the miracle that was performed there for him. Verse 46, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried out the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And stop reading there with that 48th verse. And for a few minutes of time, I'd like to bring to you a message entitled, Be Quiet. Be quiet. Not for you now. That's just the title of the message. And I think that we all can identify with Bartimaeus, that he'd sat there on that side of the road begging. And for many, no doubt, years that he had been blind, maybe even from birth, if I can put that in as well. Because many of them were blind from birth. And if we go back and study the Gospels, we will find that of what is recorded, more blind people received their sight than any other miracle in the Word of God. But this one was different because Bartimaeus sat there begging just to be able to have means to sustain himself for food and maybe some little bit of clothing and for the necessities of life. And he sat there, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth that was in town and was coming up that road where Bartimaeus sat at, he began to cry out, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And when the crowd that was there heard him crying out for Jesus, if I can put it in today's language, they told him to be quiet. Hush. Hush. This man has got others down the road that he's going to see, or a great crowd that was with him, because everywhere Jesus was at, when it was noised about that he was there, great multitudes assembled around him. And today we cry out, Jesus, for the many needs that we have. And there's times that even today that Satan will tell us to be quiet. You don't need to pray that prayer. He'll tell us that there are others. And even in our minds, we'll think about the others that have even greater needs than what we have, and that they're more important than what we might be, and their need, they maybe have suffered it longer. But do you know and realize that no matter how big or small it is, when it's your need, you want to cry out for the help, and our only help comes from God himself. Man cannot do what God can for us. And Bartimaeus, no doubt, doesn't say, but the woman with the issue of blood, she had spent all she had on many physicians trying to get better, but only got worse. Many times our situations get worse, and we think, surely God has not heard my prayer. He's not heard me. Sometimes we think, Sister Mary, that we're being selfish by crying out to God for our needs when the many needs that there are in this world today. I've even thought in times past that with everything going on in the world, certainly God is busy taking care of all these other needs. And mine might seem so small to somebody else, but how many of us know when it's your need, it feels like the weight of the world is just sitting on your shoulders. So we feel like we're being selfish, and no doubt they look at Bartimaeus and said, you're nobody. And maybe even their language went even farther to say, you're nothing. But you know, in the eyes of God, we are all special. Hallelujah. We are all special, and He wants to hear your cry and my cry. Because Jesus said, cast your burdens upon me. He says in the scriptures also for us to come boldly before the throne of God and declare the needs that we have straight from the depths of our heart. And even times that Satan, and I don't want to say in the church, but there's times that Satan will make you think the church has got all these other requests, all these other people that they're praying for, and you want to bring up something that is so minuscule and ask the church to pray for that. You know, I've bragged on the church before, and I want to do it one more time tonight. We are one of the few churches today that still has prayer requests. And I believe it's important to have prayer requests made mention of in the house of the Lord. This is the house of prayer. And if we don't let our prayer requests be known to each other, you might just raise your hand and say, I have unspoken requests, but there are times that our heart feels like it's about to leap out of our chest because of the pain and that we've suffered through with that need that is there. Sometimes we think that it's not that big of a deal, that it's really something that we've allowed to mushroom into something that's bigger than what it really is. Satan will tell you, be quiet. Don't say anything. It's not even worth mentioning. But you know, if it's important to you, it's important to God. He wants to hear your cries. And then other times, Satan will tell us, haven't you cried out before on this same matter or this same situation? You've prayed and you've let it be known before that you need a touch. But you know, it don't matter how many times you've said it in the past. Maybe this will be that time that you'll cry out. How many times did Bartimaeus cry out to the scribes and the Pharisees or the priests as they passed by? And nothing ever happened. But this day was different. This day, the man who had the power to touch his blinded eyes or just speak the words was passing by, and he was not going to allow Satan to rob him of this opportunity. I want to encourage the church tonight, don't let Satan rob you of your opportunity. Whatever God has laid on your heart, that's what you ought to do. And you ought to follow it instead of being quiet and saying nothing at all. You know, he would even tell us, as I said, he's too busy to take care of your little issue that you have. But I have found every time I brought what is up on my heart and cried out to God, I've always felt better when I got up from the altar than I did when I went, knowing that I had let my petition be known unto God and felt by the presence of the Holy Spirit God had heard our prayer. And they used to sing a song that said, "The answer is already on its way." God knows our hearts even before we pray. But sometimes it just feels so much better to say what's on your heart and ask that special prayer request, or maybe that testimony or that song, whatever it is, instead of being quiet. The church has been quiet for too long. Amen. It's time that we realize if we're ever going to receive what God has promised us in His Word, we have to step forward and ask God to give to us our portion today. Satan will tell you it's too small. Why are you bothering God with that? Bartimaeus, we would look at him and say, it might seem too small to the crowd, but if you're the one that needs that miracle, it's big. It's big. And not just a miracle, but you're the one that needs that blessing. You ever gone to church and you just need a blessing? I've been full all week. And I thank God for it. But yet, even if you're on top of the mountain, there are still others struggling down in the valley. And if you really love your brothers and sisters, you won't be just self-centered, but you will be aware of those that are struggling, trying to make it through this world and everything that Satan is throwing at them. See, the reason why Satan says, "Be quiet," is because he don't want you to receive what God has in store for you. Be quiet. Don't say a word. And you will walk away defeated, even from the house of God. How many of us has gone to church and we walked away defeated because we didn't let our petition to be known unto God? We allowed Satan to tell us to be quiet, and we sat there not like a knot on a log, and we didn't speak what God put upon our heart, or we didn't sing the song that God gave to us. If Bartimaeus would have been quiet, he would still have been sitting there by the wayside, blind and begging. But instead of being quiet, the scripture says, as they told him to be quiet, this man was determined, "Not today. Not today. I may have listened to you in days past, but today I'm going to cry out." And he cried out the more, the loud. Sometimes to get past the noise of Satan, you know, in the world, Jeff, they call it white noise. It's all that noise that's all around you. In order to get past that white noise, even if you're trying to pray at home or in the car, at work, or wherever you're trying to let your petition be known unto God, you have to get beyond the white noise, all the other noise that's around you. And Bartimaeus, you know, if I can go back in history real quickly, usually where there was one, there was a group that was begging. They tend to group together because they shared the same circumstance. They was all broken, whether they was lame or mute or deaf or blind. They all shared similar circumstances. But I believe Bartimaeus said to them, "Y'all can be quiet if you want to, but this just might be my day." Hallelujah. Instead of being quiet, he cried out the more, the loud. And you know what happened when he cried out even louder? It got Jesus' attention. And he said that Jesus stopped and stood still. And he told the crowd that he was with there, his entourage, if I can use that term. He commanded for this man who cried out, instead of being quiet, to come forth. He said, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. See what happened. Once he cried out the more the loud, it got the master's attention. And they called unto him and said, be of good comfort. In other words, calm down. Can I put that in there? That's Roger's termination. Calm down. He's calling for you. If he kept quiet, Christ would have just kept walking on by. But look what happened. When he told him, he called for him, he arose, cast away his garment, or he cast away his garment, he stood up, and he came to Jesus. Now, that is a miracle in itself. A blind man throws aside his garment, arises, and goes to where Jesus was at. He couldn't see. He could hear his voice, Ron, but he did not know what the terrain was like between him and Jesus. But he had enough faith. If he calls for me, I'm going to go by my hearing to where his voice is at. And he made it there. And Jesus asked him a question. What is it that you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus already had his request ready. He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. What is it that you need to ask God for? If God was to ask you today, what is it that you would want me to do unto thee, unto that need, unto that blessing that is there, unto that miracle that you're looking for? What is it that you would want me to do for you? Have you got your answer ready? Have you got your answer ready? God, this is what I need. Or maybe it's not even for you. I believe many of us, the need may not be for me, but it's for a family member or a friend or a brother or sister in the house of God. You see, I said earlier, I feel good today. Tomorrow might be a different story. I might need God more tomorrow than I did today. And I need him every day. Don't get me wrong. But you see, when God blesses us, we ought to be considerate of the needs of others. During the visitation, I had several that came to me and gave me prayer requests for their family member. And I don't have any special power, but I know a man who does. Amen. So when the Lord asks me what I need, I can say, Lord, what about my brother? What about my sister? What about that special need for that family that's brokenhearted today? I remember many years ago in a service, Brother Raymond Hood stood up with a tear-filled heart, just pounding requests. His need was so great. And I remember when I heard his prayer request, when I got down to pray, I said, Lord, if you've got anything for me today, give it to my brother. Some of you might think, Satan might think, you think awful high of yourself. I think God, by us asking God to bless our brother or sister, it comes right back to bless us. Amen. What is it that you want? See, he wasn't quiet now. He had his need ready to present to Christ. You're the only one that can give me what I have need of. Lord, I want to receive my sight. And Jesus told him, go thy way. Thy faith. Did you hear that? Thy faith have made thee whole. His faith in crying out to Jesus when the world says, be quiet. His faith to lay aside his robe and stand up. You know, sometimes the hardest part is taking that first step. The hardest part is saying that first word. You know, it feels like your throat is just about to collapse. Feels like there's something lodged in there because getting that first word out. But I don't believe Bartimaeus had any trouble, do you? Lord, that I might receive my sight. And he said, thy faith have made thee whole. And not the next day or 2 days later or a week. But the scripture says immediately he received his sight. And then he didn't run away and go back home or go to his friends. But the scripture says, but he followed Jesus in the way. What he was doing was praising the Lord. You remember Legion, who sat at the tombs. When the Lord healed him, he wanted to go with the Lord also, didn't he? When God saved us, we want to go with the Lord. Amen? Because we realize that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no life outside of Jesus Christ. So the next time Satan tells you, be quiet. Just be quiet. Don't even bother the Lord. Don't ask. It's too small. It's too insignificant. And you've asked this before, but you know, when the Spirit of God is moving and you feel God speaking to your heart, that's the time to have your request be known unto God and say, Lord, of all things of this day, this is what I need more than anything else. This is what I need. This is what I want more than silver and gold, houses and land, more than world fame, more than anything this world has to offer. Lord, this is what I need right now. And make sure that you're asking according to your heart's desire. Because you see, Solomon could have asked the Lord for anything. But what did he ask for? Just give me the wisdom to guide your people. And because of that, God blessed him with wisdom and everything else. And I have to say, Solomon, let me tell you, since we've been saved, God has blessed us richly above everything else. I don't have your wisdom yet, Solomon. But the same one that gave it to you can give it to me. Amen. The same one. So instead of being quiet, it's time that we let our petitions be known unto the Lord. Our desires of our heart be known unto the Lord. Because if we sit there quiet, the Lord may just go to the next person and the next person. You ever been in a service and afterwards you thought, I wish I'd said this, or I wish I'd sang that song. I wish I'd said this prayer request. But the prayer request seemed to be so long and I didn't want to interrupt. Or there's been so already a lot of songs sung, maybe I shouldn't sing what's up on my heart, because maybe it's just me. Satan will never, never tell you to be quiet unless God has got a blessing. Amen. I've often said it like this. If you can get out of it, it may not have been godly inspired. But if you feel like, do you know what I'm talking about? When you feel like you just got to say something, you just got to testify, you just got to sing that song, you know it's from God Almighty, and somebody needs to hear it. I'll close with this. Next time you're quiet, you might be robbing me of a blessing. Next time you're quiet, you might be robbing your brother, your sister of a blessing. Could you imagine all the crowd when they saw this blind man get up and walk to where Jesus was at? And maybe it's just me, but I could just see him standing there in awe. Isn't that the blind man? Jeff sung that song the other service. Ask the blind man. He saw it all. Amen. Such a great blessing knowing we have a God who doesn't want us to be quiet, but he wants us to be vocal and letting be known what God has placed upon our heart. Tonight, that's my message. Don't be quiet. Don't go home and tell somebody Roger told us to be quiet. That was not the message. The message is, don't be quiet, but let it be known unto God so you can receive that blessing, that miracle, that direction. Whatever it is that you have need of, let it be known unto God. Amen. How many of you got something on your heart tonight that you've been quiet for too long about? You know, I don't know why we do that to ourselves. We carry that burden around like it's just part of us. When Jesus clearly said, cast your cares upon me. Cast them. And tonight we're going to close with an altar of prayer. Because I know that when we let it be known unto him, that there is nothing impossible for our God to do. Nothing. The thing that you have on your heart right now, God can take care of it. I made mention that there were some that came to me and made mention of their prayer request. And a couple of them had tears because the need was so great. You say, well, all they're doing is taking their burden and casting it upon you. If I or you can help one another, didn't we preach on this Sunday? If we can help each other, what a great blessing it is, because you've helped me, and I pray and I hope that I've helped you, and we can just help each other. Wouldn't it be something when we get to heaven if we could just have the memory for just maybe a thousand years of all the things that transpired down here and the people that were so helpful to us? And we could congregate in heaven as Mount Carmel and all the people that's passed through these doors through the years and just congregate over there and just to have a little shout and spell. All the memories of how we spoke up instead of being quiet and God blessed us for it. And then after a thousand years, we'll go join the rest of them. And I say that because when you have eternity, what's a thousand years? In fact, the Bible says it'd be like one day. Right? And some of you think your day's been long. Amen. It would be wonderful. I don't believe it'll happen, but it's good to have that kind of a thought anyway. So we're going to close with an altar of prayer. And I hope you can tell Satan, I'm not going to be quiet anymore, but I'm going to speak what God lays on my heart. And I've got to put this in before we pray. Satan say, oh, if you do that, you'll disrupt the service. Scripture tells us if we follow the Spirit of God, everything will be in decency and in order. Nothing will be out of line. So, as some of you stepped out, I'll go back to Sunday morning's message. Some of you stepped out outside of your comfort zone during the message. And I'm thankful for that. I still, when I reminisce about it, I still get my spirit rejoices in the Lord. Because sometimes we just need to put ourselves behind us. You say, well, Christ said, get thee behind me, Satan. Sometimes we are the Satan ourselves that is stopping us from receiving what God wants us to have. Would you join us as we pray tonight, asking God to help us? There's a time to be quiet, but there's a time to speak. There's a time to let our petitions be known unto God. And I ask you that raise your hands with those burdens, that we just bring them to God. Give it to God and say, I don't know if it'll be today. It might be tomorrow. It might be next week. But I know God has heard my prayer and the answer will come. Yeah.
My dad had got one sibling. I've got one aunt left on my dad's side. She lost a son about 8 years ago from a lot of issues he had. And it's been 8 years, and she's still mourning that. And so we thought we'd do this song, and we've been trying to make a good copy of it and send it to her. And I thought of Brother Clarence.
Yeah.
And, you know, I won't name any names, but there's been a lot of people that's been healed in this life.
Yes.
But Brother Clarence, it might not seem like the prayers weren't answered for him, but he's not suffering right
he's
now.
He's not suffering anymore.
And this song sort of refers to that.
All right. Let's pray for him as they sing.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling ever came, and in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on, and now you're down.
What a celebration.
God heard and answered our prayer. Let's pray tonight. Would you join us in the altar as we go before God, letting our petition be known unto Him. God, I pray for them and ask you, God, that you would speak to them yet another time. Lord, and they would come back to the house of the Lord and get right. And Lord, for those today that are lost and are gone, God, if those family members are so concerned about their soul, that God, that you would let them see the need for salvation. And Lord, that they wouldn't go another day before the Holy Spirit would speak to their hearts and reveal to them, God, without you, that they have no future in heaven. But, Lord, an awful place of hell would be their home for eternity. God, we pray tonight for these that are brokenhearted. Comfort Sister Georgie and her family and all these others, the Caitlin family, as you may mention of. God, that you would visit with them and help that young mother and those children. God, we ask you for those that's facing surgery. Be with Dad tomorrow. Lord, and all these others that have procedures as well. God, we pray for healing. God, that you would speak as only you can. Go with us. We thank you for our church and for the blessing it is. And we ask that you would continue to bless it, to grow it, prosper. Go with us now, Lord. Be with those that are traveling. Watch over us. And give us safe travel. For we ask it all. Amen. God bless each and every one of you tonight. Have a great rest of the week. And as Brother Ron and I have already said, enjoy the beautiful day tomorrow, because it's going to be a beautiful day. God bless you tonight.